Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Good morning, everybody. It is such a fabulous, beautiful day today here in Wisconsin. That's where I'm from. That's where I live. Although I would like to be tri-located. Like, I want to live also in another state, but I also want to have a house in another country. Is that wrong? I don't think so. This is a big, beautiful planet. And I think it's so big so that we never get bored of exploring it. That's my personal thought. Anyway, so some really exciting news. I'm so happy. Oh my gosh, my book is now available on Amazon. If you go to, I have the link on next week's show for the book on my author page. But the direct link, if you just go to Amazon and you put it in What If, a Transformational Guide, it will come up. I am so excited about this book. All these, like, really cool ideas are coming to me about this book and how I want to, like, share it with people. I'm just so excited. Now, this book is, it's not a reading book. If you will, it is, but like you go through it and there are all these what ifs in there. And then you take your time and you look at the what if and you say, okay, if this were true, what would I change in my life? How would my life look differently? What would I, do differently? And then there's space in the book, there's a blank page to write that. And, of course, you can use a notebook so you don't write in your book, but I'm so excited. So one of the things I'm putting out there today, I'm putting this out into the universe. Here's my action step following my want, because if you have a want, you have to put it out into the universe in a big way. So here's my want. I really have been actively seeking an agent or promoter, somebody who can book events for me, whether it be a book signing or a live Messages from Above show, because I love, love, love to travel, and I love to travel for work, but most of all, I love getting out and meeting like-minded people and sharing my work with them, and I want someone who can make that happen for me. So if you know someone, or hey, if you are someone, hit my inbox, email me. I know there's somebody out there that is the perfect person for this. But okay, now, having said all of that, let's get to back to the book. If you go to Amazon, you can order the book now. It's available. So excited. I can't stand it. And it all of these what ifs were channeled from above from angels. So as you read the what ifs, I want you to think of them in the way you would if your angel was directly saying it to you. Not as if a person wrote this. It doesn't carry as much weight that way. But seriously, if you think, okay, my angel is asking me this question, and it is. Your angels are asking you these questions. And then just explore all the possibilities and let your mind go with it and be, you know, open to that. And the story behind What If is a couple of years ago, probably 10, maybe 15 years ago, I was just, you know, minding my own business in my life. And I didn't grow up with religion, thank goodness, because my thoughts are based in God. And I grew up very strongly connected to God and my angels. There was no religion and no fear factor based in it. But I also didn't grow up with a lot of the beliefs of reincarnation. I didn't even know what reincarnation is. But one day somebody was talking to me and they said, well, you know, reincarnation. And I kind of looked at them and they said, you know, there's many lives and you can come back. And all of a sudden it hit me. They explained, you know, you can, somebody, I think somebody just like offhandedly said, well, if you don't do it this life, you're going to have to do it the next. And like this feeling shot through me, and I thought of my family, and I thought, oh, I am not doing this again. I am not. So I started changing my life based on that thought, like not necessarily going, okay, I'm coming back, although I have had a lot of experiences with people that I've come in with before. But not saying, okay, I'm coming back, this has to be better. But what if I do come back and this is part of it? I need to make this like harmonious. I need to bring peace. I need to bring healing so that if we do come back and if we come back together, it's going to hopefully look like this instead of learning all these very, they're not, I don't want to call them lessons. I just want to say trying to heal it all over again. Because isn't that, at the base of everything, isn't healing needed? I mean, kind of yes, kind of no. And maybe the lesson is love or healing or whatever it is. So this is where the book stems from, that one thing, that one statement that changed my life. And then all these other what ifs started coming in from my angels, and I just started writing them down, and I'm like, I need to share this with whomever feels like they want to change or be more open or whatever it is they want. Okay. Having said all of that, when you're ready, at least go look at the description for What If, because my 19-year-old niece wrote the description for the book and she nailed it. Oh my God, she just nailed it. I was like, that's really good. It was so good. So I'm going to go now to the first caller. And the first caller is 925. Hello, 925. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. I finally was able to get through. Yay!
How long have you, just so everybody listening knows it can take a while, how long have you been trying to get through?
Well, different times throughout the months, and I've just not been successful. And this time I was determined.
Yes, and you know what? You're actually the first caller in my queue, which means you were the first person that got through. So you're at the top of the list, and I'm so grateful that you did get through today, because some people tell me they've been trying for like 6 months to get through. And I always tell people, like, the phone line opens 15 minutes before the show, not before that. If you call 16 minutes before, they tell you to call back, even me. If I try to log in 16 minutes, they're like, you can call in 15 minutes before the show. Try back again. Click. And I'm like, all right then. So at that exact 15-minute mark, you can call in. So I'm so happy you got through. So what's your question? How can I help you today?
Well, I appreciate you, and I thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you.
I want to know, well, first, can I ask you, do you do any online classes?
That's interesting. Not yet. Not yet, but I am putting some things together. Thank you for asking. So what kind of, let me ask you, what type of online class would you be interested in?
In the weight loss.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's, like online hypnosis. Ooh, awesome. Yes.
That would be really cool.
See?
That would be really cool.
Now that you see, this is what happens, folks. You call in, and I think it's going one way. You bring it another way, and a whole new arena has just opened up for me. Awesome, thank you. Yeah, I can put that together, an online weight loss. Absolutely, I can do that. And then I just have to figure out one or two things about the technology behind that. As good as I am with technology, not at all. I'm not good at all with technology.
Like, I don't know if you've ever used Zoom. It's a lot like Skype, and you can have a group in there, and you can have a class with that group.
I am going to look into that today. Thank you. Okay, so for everybody listening, there you go. Tune in to Zoom in. There we go. Okay, so yes, I know, right? I'm so hokey sometimes, but I love it. Thank you. See, here you called in with the intention of getting help, and you're giving help. I just love that. So let's get to you first. What's your question? I want to be able to give back for all that you're giving to me today.
I'd like to know if you see what kind of changes you see for me. I'm really working hard with my job that's fairly new in getting an increase in pay. It's just, actually, it's kind of my fault, and I undercut myself, and I should have asked for what I was making before and didn't. And I'm finding extremely difficult to make it on what I'm making.
Okay, so the first thing I'm getting, can I please ask, I'll tell you what I'm getting. I just want to know, what do you do? What is your work?
I'm a buyer.
Okay, I was getting sales, so I just wanted to, it is kind of in that niche. So what I'm going to tell you is there's something new coming in for you. I want you to keep your eyes open and your ears open. Pay attention to the little things that you hear and see, and what other people are saying. It's really important to keep your ears open. I feel like you are going to be at a, it's not quite a meeting and it's not quite a conference. You're going to be at a, it's like a business type of thing, but I feel like there are a lot of, it's the way they're describing this to me is the weirdest thing. There, it's almost like it's like going to market. There are a lot of people there from a lot of different companies or venues. Let me just use that word. And you hear something. You have to be paying attention. Like for me, I can hear five different conversations at once, but most of I can listen to one person and four spirits at the same time. So for me, I can hear five different conversations, but only one human can be talking. No, seriously, if other people are talking, I'll hear like 10 conversations around the room, seriously. They're asking you to do
the
same thing.
I'm going to a metaphysical conference in August.
Nice. Okay, pay attention. At conferences, and at meetings, I feel like, A, there's a possibility for a promotion at the company that you're at, a promotion from within. Now, they're saying that's not going to give you everything you want quite yet. It might be a little bit more work for a small increment increase in pay. But there's also something coming in from outside of your company. There's something coming in from outside of your company. I'm hearing very strong that that will be in March. Now, that might mean you start there in March or you find it in March. But March is a big, I'm going to tell you, March is going to be a really big month for you. And I know we're at June, so that's not that far off, okay?
Right.
And I feel like the company that you're going into is really something, it's really going to make you very happy, okay? I feel like you're going to do very well there. There's going to be, again, more pay. Now, this promotion from within might just be more territory over more, it just might be a lot more work, like you're doing the same thing, but they're just giving you, sometimes a promotion is, look, we're going to give you this area too. So I just feel like that might be a possibility. So I'm gonna say, you know your worth. I'm getting a yes. Let me test you for something else. You're afraid to tell people your worth. Yes, so let's clear that. And I'm clearing this for everybody who's listening or re-listening to this show also. We might know what we're worth, but we're always so afraid to say, this is what I want, because we feel like I need this, so I have to just settle, especially as women. And I always say and it's really easy for me to say this, even though I might not be able to do it because I'm channeling it. When you go in for an interview and you're talking about pay, remember that's kind of a negotiation point. It doesn't mean they're going to say no. They can negotiate. They're always ready to negotiate for the right candidate. Now, I'm going to tell you where you are now is good. There's something you're going to learn here. There's some experiences you're going to have that are going to help you really hone in on self-love. And another way of saying that is not putting up with, okay?
Right.
You're going to hopefully learn to create some really healthy boundaries here. And say, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I'm doing. If you want to add more work, let's talk about adding more pay. And that's when you can really have them work you up in that pay. And don't be afraid that they're going to let you go. And again, there's something else coming in from outside of your company in March. And that's really a positive, bright, shiny sun all around it. Beautiful thing. So from now until then, use this as your training ground to like get really strong, healthy boundaries. Now, another thing you mentioned, and I'm just going to do this too, because we all struggle with body image, okay? So as much as I would like to say, you know, you're burning fat, you're not burning fat right now, you're burning sugar. So if we're eating sweets, pastas, breads, those types of carbs, or drinking like wine or certain alcohols that put sugar in our body will burn the sugar first. So if we can cut those out, of course, that's going to be the easy answer. But if we could cut those out, we would have done it already. So what I'm going to say is, you know, it's a really weird dynamic in our head that once we accept something, we can let it go. So rather than saying, I'm going to clear you to burn fat. She's burning body fat. No, so let's clear that so you can start burning body fat. But I also want you to be, oh, that like hit me in the chest. Whew. I also want you to be really happy with your body image, no matter what that body image is. Because sometimes, like I used to do fitness modeling, and at the time I was doing fitness modeling, all I could see is the flaws in my body. Like I had I had a healthy amount of body fat, but I would be like, oh, if only I need to get my this. I can't see this. I've always been this like little, my nickname, which I do not like as a child, was Bones. And because I just was always this very thin child and adult. And when I look back at those pictures now, I'm like, oh my God, my body was banging. But at the time, I thought, oh my God, if only I could, you know, get, like I had, we all have this, some sort of, to some degree, dysmorphia about our body. Maybe
right.
Men don't, but women, we don't see our body as beautiful and perfect. And so I want to say, you have a healthy body image, and I'm going to clear that too for you and everybody else listening, for every woman, because we are freaking beautiful. I mean, if there's a little extra on the booty, men like that, but we don't think so. We think we have to be like looking like this, you know, like whatever
right.
that image we have. And for each person, it's a little bit different. And part of that is, and men, if you do this, stop. Stop now. When we're out with a partner and they're checking out other women, and then we get that little insecurity going like, oh, you know, we just get in our head about that sometimes. So men, just be better than that. Be more sophisticated than that. Be more mature than that. And most of all, be more respectful than that to your woman, your queen that's next to you. If somebody honors you by actually going out with you, treat her better than that. So, yes, right? Oh, my goodness gracious. So we're clearing those two things. Now, I want you to re-listen to this show a couple of times to, like, make sure those clear all the way. One time should do it, but for me, there are certain things I need layers removed from, certain
okay.
issues in my life. So re-listen to this. And anybody else that, like, wants to start burning more body fat or work on their body image, or, you know, the work thing that we started to clear, I can't even remember what it is, but just re-listen, you can start to clear all of those things again. So I hope this
it was
so
about
helpful.
My worth.
Oh, yes, worth. Yes, it was worth, not work. So these three clearings for everybody listening, everybody on the line, thank you, everybody on the line, are, you know, I always say, even if you don't get through, you're getting clear. So that is worth its weight in gold. I'm going to tell you, by tomorrow morning, you should feel better. You should feel lighter by tonight. But by when you wake up in the morning, you should be like, oh, my goodness, let's go. Let's
wonderful.
Show them. Yeah, absolutely. And I want to thank you so much for your asking that question about online classes, because guess who's going to work on that tomorrow? Yes, I am, this girl.
I'll be checking your website. Can I ask you real quick the job that I'm going to that's related to my current job? Now, is there someone there that I need to pay attention to that maybe that's coming into that will I'll find this new position or?
I think you find the new position through somebody outside of your current job. I'm going to tell you they're
okay.
watching you. So just shine. Don't overwork. Just do your work perfectly like you do. And there's already somebody watching you, paying attention to you. I see a man and then I see a woman. Like I see a desk and a man's on one side, a woman's on the other side. And I just see that somebody is paying attention to the work that they're doing and they know they're going to have to fill a space or fill this position. And they're looking, they want to promote from within and they're watching you. So just be diligent, be on it, be confident, show up like you know it, because you do. You've got this. I mean, come on, you have got this. So show up like that. Do your job perfectly. And then, you know, I always tell people who want to be promoted to bigger territories or management positions, act like the manager does. They look for those qualities in people.
It's interesting you say that, because the office manager, people come to me, like today I'm working remotely, And I'm getting the emails like, the toilet's not working. Who should I, you know, what should I do?
Yeah.
Reach out to the office manager. I'm the buyer, not the office manager.
Maintenance.
But they always come
maybe
to me.
Maintenance can handle that. Like, oh, that is a funny question. But they are watching you. Somebody within your company is watching you. They're getting ready. I want to say within a month to – within a month, you should hear something about a promotion.
Okay.
So just keep doing what you're doing. If it doesn't come within a month, it'll come within 3. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're showing up strong. And remember, everything here is about you learning boundaries, getting titles, and then moving into an even better position right around that March time, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Excellent. You are so welcome.
I absolutely love you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You have an absolutely amazing summer, and I do hope I get to I get to talk with you again. And, oh, by the way, I love you too. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you,
you
so much. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you. Okay, I am going to go to 551. Hello, 551. How are you?
Hello, that girl. Hi, this is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley, what's your question?
My question is, I wanted to know if you still have been getting into a relationship.
Yes, next month, and then I hear July, and I hear he's going to be quite spectacular. I feel like this. It could happen over the July 4th weekend, but whatever happens over the July 4th weekend, the date you really need to watch is July 15th, July 15th, July 15th. I'm seeing 15, I'm hearing July. This is going to be the monumental moment for you. Now, is there something stopping or blocking? I'm a clear relationship. Anything that's stopping or blocking you from a healthy relationship, we're going to start clearing that now.
Okay.
And you might feel some stuff in your chest or your throat, like heavy breaths, like you're trying to catch. If not, that's okay. Don't worry about
actually,
it.
Actually, I do. I feel it in my
right?
head.
Yeah, it's like, like you're trying to get that breath. Like, I always.
Yeah, it's really intense, like under my elbow.
Yep, that's that stuff clearing away. And then you're going to feel something in your vajay area. I feel like some old energy is leaving that vajay area. Girls, sometimes we have to clean the energy out of there to get new energy in there. Just saying. It's a thing. It's real.
Okay.
So you might feel some pressure or whatever down there. It's perfectly normal. So everybody listening, anything stopping or blocking you from a healthy, happy, loving relationship is now being cleared. Re-listen to this a couple of times just to make sure, because there are layers sometimes. There are layers. And there are things we're afraid to let go of because we think they protect us and they really don't. So I'm going to tell you July 15th, get out and sparkle. Just a freaking
I'm actually
sparkle.
To go to an all-party that July 6th, I believe.
Oh, so that's the week you might meet somebody there and then have like your first date on the 15th. So those two dates are interlocked. Make sure they work for you, okay, beautiful girl?
All right. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And you should feel a little bit more confident by the end of the day, okay?
Okay, I do. I'm actually... I've been losing weight and things like that. I've been watching my eating. The weight loss definitely boosts your self esteem. So I definitely encourage that weight
absolutely.
Loss is big. Mhm.
Well, you keep going, and I want to hear back when you meet this guy. Okay.
Okay, I will definitely let you know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you. Okay, everybody, I just want to remind you, I will have another show next Monday at noon, and then every Monday at noon, actually. And please check out my book, What If? A Transformational Guide, brand new, just hit the Amazon shelf. And on Tuesday, July 9th, I will be doing Psychic Medium Tony G using Blog Talk, so you can also get through there. I hope that each and every one of you has the most amazing week, and I'm just sending you all the love in my heart. And I'm sorry if you didn't get through today, but re-listen for those clearings. And next week, I will get to as many people as I can.